This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Parenting with passion.
The start of the HSC is just around the corner on Monday, and I think it's sometimes just as stressful for the parents as it is for the kids. So for Parenting with Passion today, supporting your kids through the HSC. Our expert guest is Colette Smart. She's a child and adolescent psychotherapist with Family Smart. Thanks for your time, Colette.
Hello again, thanks.
Yeah, it's a difficult time for parents, isn't it? I remember my mum being quite exhausted at the end of my HSC. We weren't even in the same city.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's often, I guess, a time for teenagers where there's a lot of distraction as well, isn't there? There's lots of other things going on, boyfriends, girlfriends, learning to drive, maybe planning a gap year or...
Yeah, it's a massive year. I often say to my students that if you can get through your HSC, whatever you do afterwards, whether it's pay for uni, is actually going to be a piece of cake, really. So, yeah.
Well, what are some practical things parents could do to help their teenagers with study?
Often, I think things that I recommend would be, first, most practical thing would be providing a really good place for your teenager to study, like an area that's quiet. And I actually really recommend technology-free during your HSC time. And by that, I mean actually being free from Facebook for a little while. I think that really is helpful. Mm-hmm. And then things like having a really good balanced meal, lots of fruits and veggies, cutting out a lot of junk food which can make you sluggish, and even things like not having too much caffeine, which can cause havoc with good sleep patterns anyway, so it has a reverse effect than we think often. And then on the mornings of your HSC, having a good breakfast, even though your child will be nervous, I think having a good breakfast is really important. And then making use of omega-3 fish oil supplements, which actually are not an old wives' tale. There's a lot of studies that show that they've improved concentration and learning and that kind of thing. And then obviously having good sleep the night before. We've all done the cramming thing, but very often the cramming just creates more stress for your child and less rest time. And very often sleep is very important to the brain actually processing the information that you've been studying.
So you think it's better off to get the extra sleep and not do the final cramming?
Yeah, because by the time it's the night before, if you haven't absorbed or taken in some of the things you're trying to cram in, it's actually really too late. So just having a good revise the night before and then getting a good night's sleep. Mm-hmm. And then really not doing away with your sport and exercise during that time, because, you know, sometimes we think, oh, we must stop the sport so that my child can get more study time. But actually the exercise is very good for increasing oxygen to the brain and then also reducing stress.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, I remember giving up cricket for my last year of the HSC and things like that. What sort of emotional issues do you find that kids have at this time, Colette? What sort of things are on their minds that they tell you when they're going through the HSC?
Well, we know that there's a lot of suicide attempts actually at this time of year, and it's usually for the kind of students who put a lot of pressure on themselves. So you'll find the kids with very high expectations, perfectionist type qualities in themselves, can put a lot more stress on themselves, and they don't need teachers and parents telling them, oh, you need to do better, because they know it themselves. So really highlighting for your child their strengths and their successes and the things that they've done well at during the year, because really highlighting their weaknesses at this stage, at this late stage before the HSC, is not helpful to them.
Okay.
So you'll find your most resilient kids are usually the ones who work well on their strengths and don't focus too much on their weaknesses. And then parents having realistic expectations. You've seen your child for their whole school career. You know more or less what they're capable of. So just really encouraging them in that. And then obviously knowing that your children are going to be super sensitive and more explosive during this time because of the anxiety generally. So, you know, as the parent, try to avoid conflict over little things like picking up your socks in the bedroom, especially just over this period of time, and making concessions for the housework or the chores that they usually do. And then things like obviously just general affection and affirming and hugging your child. And then encouraging them to be independent as they study. Mm-hmm. Although I need to say that very often your teens with ADHD, for example, and so on, they will still need adult guidance with their study timetable and routines and that, even during their HSC. So parents just being mindful of of their own child.
Yeah, I imagine if kids haven't sort of worked out how to study by now, it's probably too late. I mean, they really need to have gotten those skills in year 10, in year 11, and then...
Yes, yeah, and so you know what your child's like, so just work with them the way you have, you know, last year and the year before.
Okay. What about this issue of keeping it all in perspective? Like, how can parents encourage kids to kind of keep, you know, it all in perspective? I guess at the time it seems like it's the be-all and end-all, but later on in life, no one cares what you got in your HSC.
Exactly. Nobody asks me anymore, oh, so what did you do in your HSC for your marks? But really, so just talk to them about how proud you are that they've even made it to year 12. That's actually quite a big thing. There's a huge dropout rate still that we're still working on in Australia. It's much better than it used to be. But the fact that your child has made it to their year 12 is wonderful. And so let them know that, you know, a perfect grade doesn't mean a perfect life. So things like also being knowing as a parent that being Gen Y, your child is actually, well, there's a very strong possibility that your child will not actually end up in the career doing what they study next year or the year after in uni or TAFE. They will most probably change their career a few times in their life. So, yeah, just recognizing that the HSC is one pathway to whatever their future holds for them. Not minimizing the HSC, obviously, but just being aware that there are other possibilities.
So this brings up, I guess, the question, Colette, of what if they bomb out and they don't get the mark they wanted and they're really disappointed, you know, and they're emotional about it. What should parents be doing in that situation?
Well, I think parents need to really just stop and breathe and take time to reassess the situation. Obviously, their child will already be upset, so the parent overreacting in front of the child will just really add to the stress and anxiety of the student. As soon as you can, just talk about other possible career pathways, focus on what they have achieved, remind them that there's, again, many avenues for them to get to the career that they would like to be in.
Yeah.
And fairly soon after the results come out, start seeking advice, visiting TAFEs or unis. There's some fantastic career guidance officers at unis and so on that can actually help your child find a pathway to their career. So it's really not the end of the world.
Yeah. What do you think about the gap year too, Colette, just to throw that one at you without notice?
It depends on your child, I think, depends on their maturity and so on. But for some kids, I think when they leave their HSC, they're not completely sure what they want to do anyway. Mm. And so sometimes a gap year can be a fantastic time for them to just reassess, go and try out a few careers or experience a little bit about the world and actually grow up. And then the year after that, they're actually more ready to decide what area they want to go into.
I think I used my first year of uni as a gap year. I don't think I did any study whatsoever.
Gosh.
I think I just spent the whole year just laying about on the university lawn.
I know. I think you suddenly feel free.
That's right. Anyway, well, it's lovely to talk to you, Colette, and I'm sure there's been some useful advice there for those stressed out parents who are just waiting for these next 3 weeks to be over. But, great to talk to you, Colette.
Thanks, Katrina.
That's Colette Smart. She's a child and adolescent psychotherapist with Family Smart, and you can read her blog at thefamilyfactor.com.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.